It takes a community to prevent and respond to wildfires. That's exactly the message the town of Sydney is hoping to get across with its Community Wildfire Resiliency Plan, CWRP. From the impact of trees around their neighborhood, roofing materials to critical infrastructure such as schools, energy facilities and hospitals, residents are encouraged to put in their 2 cents in the development of the CWRP. The plan is being funded through the Union of BC Municipalities Fire Smart Community Funding and Supports Grant. At an open house on Wednesday, October 16, held at the Sydney Community Safety Building, residents attended a presentation organized by the Town of Sydney Fire Department led by Deputy Fire Chief Mike Harmon and Fire and Emergency Management Officer Donna Barner. Updates on the plans involving different action items and recommendations that can be done to mitigate the wildfire risk in the community were presented by Diamond Head Consultants, whose foresters are working alongside the fire department in assessing local risks to complete the plan in early 2025. We're doing a review of the community where we'll look at weather patterns, climate change, critical infrastructure, community resources, natural features and critical features, Mike Coutelhard, Diamond Head Forester, said. We then come on to the community to look at all the natural areas on public lands that are forested or natural. And so we assess the wildfire risk, like what the fuel loading and the fire behavior potential is of those areas. Coulthard says they're currently analyzing the data and starting to model fire behavior potential that includes the threat of a fire actually occurring, how bad it would be and what would be at risk and where, which becomes the risk model for the community. Recommendations will then be given and presented to the community after the completion of the plan. The Town of Sydney wants to hear from residents about the impacts caused by wildfire in the community and priorities for wildfire management through a survey, www.sydney.ca/services/emergency-services/app/wildfire-2/closing-, results of which will be considered in the development of the CWRP. The fire department says they are halfway through the process, developing detailed recommendations for Sydney, with another 3 to 4 months left before the completion of the plan, which will be submitted to council.